Believe it or not, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas in some parts of the country. So naturally, that means holiday shopping. The best news is that MyPillow's biggest bed sheet sale ever continues. You can get MyPillow's breathable, cool, crisp-feeling to the touch Percal sheets at the lowest price ever with promo code REGULARJOE. For example, queen-size sheets would normally be $89.98, but are now only $39.98 with promo code REGULARJOE. Order now while supplies last because everybody's going to want some for Christmas. Percal sheets have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. These come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com/regular Joe and make sure to use promo code regular Joe to receive the MyPillow Percal sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now because when they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code regular Joe to get a head start on your Christmas shopping. You know what makes it easier? If you turn the proper mic on. That's on me. I'm not blaming anyone. I just kept saying good morning. There is nothing. Steve looks at me. I'm confused. It's because I turned the wrong mic on. Well, good morning and welcome. It's actually Tuesday. That may seem like it's a Monday kind of thing, but it is Tuesday. Joe Gigante, your regular Joe with you. Not sure what, how many times have I cracked that mic? Literally, that I would have. I'm not really sure. But clearly, I'm a man in possible need of more caffeine this morning. I don't know if I should share the challenge that I've been having with my caffeine consumption. I mean, it's almost bordering on tragedy. I have a Keurig machine. Steve knows this. Descale it or whatever. I guess that's what I'm going to have to do. The past couple of days, and it's been a great machine, but I've had it for a couple of years. We have descaled it before everyone gets on. We've done this in the past, but I don't know what happened. Starting yesterday morning, I made my coffee, and it smelled weird. It smelled burnt, and I'm like, maybe it's my, I don't have the best sense of smell. My wife, who has an amazing sense of it, she's like, oh, that's horrible. It sounds burnt. I'm like, oh, it must be a bad pod. So we just dumped it, and I had to get to the studio, so I picked up some coffee on the way in. And then today, I did it again, opened a brand new box of the cups, the coffee I have. Same thing. So I don't know. I hope it's not the machine. It's in the sense that I hope maybe, I don't know. Can descaling do that? I don't know enough about, I mean the smell of the burnt kind. Anyway, whatever. We'll find out. But it's therefore yesterday, today I have no coffee today. That's how brave and dedicated I am. I am doing this without my Irish cream flavored, not actual liquor, but coffee light roast, which, by the way, just for the record, I want to put this to rest because this is a big debate. I didn't know it was a big debate. I've discovered it's a big debate. The lighter the roast, the higher the caffeine count. Dark roast drinkers will tell you it's because of that's not true. Dark roast has less caffeine than light roast and medium roast because you cook it longer. The longer you cook it, the less caffeine it has in it. So light roasts actually have the highest caffeine count, which is incidental. I just happen to like light roast, but it is a benefit to drinking light roast as you get a high. Again, exceptions to all rules. If you do cappuccino and all, where they do direct extra shots of they can infuse stuff with extra caffeine. But if you're just going on the scale of coffee, you didn't know any of this, did you? And you've been drinking coffee your entire adult life. Yes. You didn't know it. Do you drink yours black? I don't know how you drink. Do you take yours black or how do you?
Black with Irish cream or a mocha.
So that'd not be black.
Well,
black with cream is not black coffee. Let's be.
Yeah,
just for the. Do you take it black? Yes, with mocha or Irish cream. That would be with cream. Just for the, I don't want to go technical. I don't want to talk above your head on this. Okay, I don't want to make it complicated, But you see, if you take it black, that means you take nothing in it.
So I'll never be a barista.
So, well, yes. See, I could be a barista. Wow, I see the backhanded statement there. All right, fine. If radio fails, you could always be a barista. No, I still don't know. I seldom buy coffee at Starbucks. On the rare occasions that I do, I still don't know their sizes. So I always go small, medium, and large, and I always get a look of disdain from the person at the other side of the counter. Because they'll be like, give me a medium, and they're like, that's a Benny, Venny, or whatever. And I'm like, I don't care, just give me a medium. I just, give me a medium light roast, a blonde. No, if I want a light roast. Because they call it a blonde, that's the other thing. I take blonde as a completely different, anyway, but a light roast with, you know, sugar-free vanilla or Irish cream, if they, anyway. Why make it complicated? Small, medium, and large has worked for a long time.
I'll take the blonde.
Well, why did I know? Why did I know that'd be your response? I'm not even repeating that for the audience, but yes, I know. All right, well, we actually have things to talk about besides. See, I went and shared the coffee, the travails of coffee. When we get back, we're going to get into the Maricopa County madness. You have somebody say, I'm voting to certify under duress. Okay.
This is the Regular Joe Radio Show.